Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larsh, and welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to. And this is News Brief. Quick programming note, tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. And then whatever that would be in British time, which is appropriate because we're going to be on Wrestle Talks podcast with Luke and Denise. So if you've ever wanted to see us barely awake, like the bare minimum of awake.
To be fair, that's be fairly often.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be. You usually wake up around 7 or so, right?
If I'm lucky.
Well, and I use the word wake up sort of loosely, I guess.
Yes.
So anyways, if you want to see real teepee Steven Larson, but it should be fun. And then also EC3 is going to be on that particular podcast as well. Yep. That's going to be going down, I think, on WrestleTalk's channel tomorrow. So that should be a lot of fun. That should be really cool. And then, of course, tonight we've got our Impact Wrestling co-stream right here at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. And starting next week on Thursday, we're going to be debuting a new show that's exclusive to Friendo Club TV. It's The Numbers Don't Lie, a.k.a. Going In Raw Math, the show. We're going to be doing Going In Raw Math officially. So it's in the books every single week. First week, Brett, the Hitman Hart.
Of course. Who else could it be?
Because he invented the math that we use. Yeah. He invented math. Anyways.
Yeah, he did. At least for us.
Let's go ahead and hop right into this. We got a couple of news bits, Larson. What's in the news?
So we've been hearing for a number of weeks that WWE, they really want Roman Reigns versus John Cena to main event SummerSlam. But news came up today that potentially those hopes could be dashed. Variety announced that Cena has joined the cast of Matthew Vaughn's new film, Argyle, and that the film is slated to start shooting in Europe next month. That's August. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam is also happening next month, August. Now, there's no word yet on when shooting is slated to start next month, August. You know, I guess depending on the insurance situation, maybe there's room for him to, if production doesn't start till the end of the month, that maybe he's available. But again, when you get these huge motion pictures with astronomical budgets, everybody there has got insurance. And part of the insurance, you can't do anything that could potentially jeopardize your participation in the film. That's why The Rock, working into his busy schedule, is even more complicated because he's got insurance on all these various projects. And finding windows where it's like not, you know, covered by the insurance, and he's not busy, finding those windows for having that match up with WWE's schedule has been apparently difficult for him. Might be the same case with John Cena here. We don't know. Maybe we'll find out in a matter of, I don't know, like 8 days.
Yeah, I got 8 days.
SmackDown next week.
Yeah.
See if he shows up. So let's assume, for the sake of discussion, Cena out SummerSlam. Can't do it. Obligation is this movie. Obviously, WWE still wants Reigns to face a huge name at SummerSlam. So they'd probably have to get out their checkbooks.
Get out your checkbook.
And talk to Brock Lesnar. And while every indication is that Brock isn't nearing a return, more on that in a bit, Paul Heyman did change his Facebook profile picture to one from the main event of WrestleMania 31, which, of course, was
Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Yes. And so, yeah, him changing his picture probably doesn't mean much. Mm. Doubt it means anything. I would take that as any serious indicator that Brock's coming back. But more on Brock not coming back. Andrew Zarian, the Mat Men podcast, mentioned on a recent show that WWE pursued a deal with Lesnar but couldn't work anything out. These transcripts are from WrestlingNews.co. Quote, they wanted Brock. For whatever reason, the plan didn't work out. I believe it was creative-wise. It just wasn't fitting. Financially, they want Brock to commit to live events. They are working it out. It's going to happen. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen unless something goes tremendously terrible, which I don't think it will. I think we're going to see Brock. I just don't think he's needed for SummerSlam. If they have this planned out already, if Brock calls him and says, hey, I want to do it, then yeah, they're going to figure it out. I don't believe Brock's going to be there. I don't know about Brock right now. I know that he's in the plans. They're going to do something with him. I just don't know what yet.
Hmm. There's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on.
Financially, they want him to commit to live shows. They're working it out. It's going to happen. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen unless something goes terrible, which I don't think it will. I think we're going to see Brock.
It's not going to happen.
I just don't think he's needed for SummerSlam. Well, he says, I just don't think he's needed for SummerSlam if they have this planned out already. So there's a lot going on there.
Yes.
Apparently, they want Brock. He's not necessary, perhaps, for SummerSlam because maybe they already have stuff planned. But that stuff planned could be Cena. It's kind of weird that they wouldn't have all this sorted out by now. I mean, Cena was like, you know, he basically announced that he's coming back to WWE.
But he always said, I'm coming back. I just don't know when. And, you know, assuming wrestlers have a tendency to bend the truth maybe a bit to keep things close to the vest, to keep things secret. And that would make sense. You're on Jimmy Fallon whenever he asks where you're coming back. You're like, yeah, I'm coming back. I don't know when yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to say, oh, I'm coming back July 16th until WWE says, yeah, we can start promoting that if they're going to announce it in advance at all. I understand all that. But when you know, he's got a movie starting production next month, don't know how. It's a pretty huge cast. And just, you know, this cast
is great. It's got Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston, Catherine O'Hara, John Cena, and Samuel L. Jackson. That's loaded. Apparently it's like a spy thing.
Yeah, they're planning for a franchise with this particular movie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it remains to be seen. I don't know who else would be. I guess Seth would be the only potential other logical choice for Roman, but if he's going to have a match against Edge, then, you know, who's
so
there
is
for
this,
Roman to
let
take
me
on?
Ask you this. The idea that Cena's out, is that just speculation? Because
yes.
So I mean, I don't know. It's If he had made a commitment to WWE, I would think that commitment would, if it's a commitment, then that would be in stone. And then if he got signed to this movie, then it would be like, okay, movie, I'll sign with you, but I have a commitment priorly,
yeah,
you know, that's set in stone prior to this. So you guys are going to have to work around that. I don't know, but I think that, like, I don't know. He said recently that he's going to come back. You'd think that would signal he's going to come back for SummerSlam. If he had already committed, I would think that he'd make that, but I don't know. I mean, we know as much about John Cena coming back today as we did when he said he was coming back.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know. I mean, we've got Reigns versus Edge at SummerSlam, but obviously Rollins Money in the Bank. Rollins is waiting in the wings, like you said. I mean, that I kind of prefer. I mean, I understand they want to make SummerSlam this huge WrestleMania type thing, equal to or better than WrestleMania. I get that. And yeah, Cena or Lesnar are the way to go. If Cena can't do it, then I would think that, yeah, you just, I mean, how would the creative not work for Brock in that case? You know, it seems like it'd work perfectly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that'd be a big deal. But part of me would just sort of prefer they roll with who they got. They got Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
he's great. They've got a really wonderful history there. It's more interesting to me than Cena or Lesnar, but I like both of those scenarios. Lesnar's kind of the most interesting one because of Heyman.
Yeah.
That works best. So any of those three guys, I think it's a win. One of them is a guarantee, and that's Seth Rollins. The other two, if they're not down the line, it seems like they'd both be interested in doing something. So that's cool.
Yeah, potentially. So in other news, Raw's ratings are in the absolute toilet this last week. It's under 1.5 million.
Wow.
Lowest viewed episode in the show's history. It's bad. It's bad. And you know, if we had heard that USA Network was absolutely displeased with the numbers, with the downward trajectory of WWE's viewership, you know, and if we heard they were going to intervene in hopes of turning things around, I don't think either of us would be terribly surprised, right?
No, but what happened? Wasn't the 24/7 title their thing too?
Something
like apparently
that.
They just have awful ideas.
So Andrew Zarian reported on the most recent episode of Matt Men podcast that Stephanie McMahon is slated to meet with one of WWE's broadcast partners. This is, we had to say these transcripts from wrestlingnews.co. Quote, I don't know which network it was, but somebody told me that Steph has a meeting with one of the networks at the end of the month for pitched ideas from the network. I don't know if this is a common thing that they do or if this is a regular thing, but I know that networks are pitching ideas. So let's go back to last month when both Fightful and Andrew Zarian reported that both Fox and NBC Universal were pitching WWE on like crossover ideas to market WWE and other, you know, like the NFL, NASCAR. They're pitching like theme episodes. And then there was also a report of some sort of point-based tournament where competitors could accrue points, you know, based on wins, stipulations, special moves, and the winner of this tournament would then earn a title opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I remember that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I, dude, to be a fly on the wall in these meetings, you know what I mean? Like, to be a fly on the wall.
I know.
I mean, you know, what are they, what, give me a pitch for a cross brand thing with USA Network.
With USA, let's see. Sykes not on there anymore, right?
I don't think so. I think it's all reruns of like Law and Order or something, isn't it?
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
Dun dun.
Yeah.
Well, they did that with the Otis trial. Yeah.
But then you got to somehow in those reruns put WWE superstars in them retroactively.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Computer graphics. They could do that.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, look, it's not difficult. It's really not difficult. It really isn't. It's actually, it's pretty easy. Like this dude, Tony Khan, walked in off the street and just started booking these, you know, he's just, hey, this is what's missing from wrestling. Logic, you know, I don't know. I think that they got some stuff coming up. They got Money in the Bank. That always jazzes the crowds up. That always gets people happy. They got fans coming back. I don't know. So like,
they got things that could generate short-term interest, but in terms of the longer-term issues that have been plaguing WWE, especially on the Raw side, bad creative, uninteresting creative, repetitive creative, having Money in the Bank and SummerSlam and fans back isn't going to cure any of that.
I think it's sort of, I think the idea that WWE has bad creative is kind of overstated anyways. Like, plenty of their stuff is fine. It's just like, yeah, they botch a lot. They do botch a lot of stuff, like little things like having people come up from NXT and be the same person they were. Like, they just overthink that stuff, like changing creative on a dime, not following through. That stuff really does need to be addressed.
Yeah.
But it seems like not doing that stuff is just so ingrained in WWE's way of doing things. Some sort of weird point-based tournament. I don't know. For all I know, it's awesome, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a cure-all. Like, I don't know. I wonder if this is some sort of meeting. They're like, okay, let's just take this meeting to make the networks happy. You know, they go in there. Why aren't you doing more with the 24/7 title?
Yeah, I know.
Why isn't that featured more? I don't know, man.
I don't know either. I don't know. One thing we do know, Moose, staying in Impact. So last month, PW Insider reported that Moose had signed a new deal, and he confirmed that deal, as well as previously reported interest from WWE during an appearance on Mina's House podcast. As we had to say, these transcripts are from Fightful. Quote, I've had chances to go there, that being there being WWE, and I had an opportunity to go there not too long ago, but I turned it down to stay with Impact. I am staying. I signed a new deal, and I'm staying. I had an opportunity to leave to go to WWE, but I felt like right now Impact was better for me with what they offered and the schedule and how I'm being used. We'll see what happens with WWE in a couple of years as to why he decided to remain an Impact. He brings up the creative mm-hmm. with Impact versus WWE. So Moose said, quote, I would say at Impact Wrestling, you have more creative control than you do elsewhere. There are things that they might tell me I'm going to do. And if it makes me look a certain way, I might tell them how much I dislike it. And out of respect, just not do it or make it better for me. But sometimes that doesn't always work. It's 50-50 on creative. I've never worked for WWE, but I've heard stories. The difference with Impact is you usually know what you're going to do, and you can pitch to them on how to make it different or better. Sometimes they go with it. Sometimes they don't. In WWE, it doesn't matter what you think or say. They go with what they want.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, they're probably like, hey, we want you to come in for 150 dates. He's like, well, at Impact, I work 20 dates because they do like, what, maybe 12 tapings a year plus 8 pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good with that. And then, yeah, it's like it's obvious that he's got a lot of freedom there.
Oh, yeah.
That he figures big into their plans. He probably knows well in advance what they're going to do with him and how they need him. And mm-hmm. they probably are like, hey, does this sound like a cool idea, Moose? What do you have to offer? And he's like, hey, how cool would it be if I did this? And they're like, wow, that does sound great. We'll do that. And here's a bunch of money because you're Mr. Impact Wrestling. Mm-hmm. This seems like a no-brainer for him. Look, there's plenty of great matches out there. I do hope that this is a situation where maybe this Forbidden Door stuff, which has seemed to have like kind of tapered off a little bit, maybe it'll kick back open and we'll get some like Moose dream matches. I mean, he fought Kenny Omega in, you know, at Daly's place. That was cool. Yeah. More of that kind of stuff. If he wants to, he's never really seemed like the kind of guy that has been chomping at the bit to do that simply because we haven't really seen that. But maybe we'll get more of that with, you know, more promotions working together. That'd be cool.
It could be
him versus Nick Aldis. That'd be cool. You know,
that would be cool. Would be cool. We watched NXT UK today over on our Twitch. Here's recap for it. Show opened up with Nathan Frazier versus Kenny Williams. Fun match. Kenny Williams gets the win. He rammed Frazier into an exposed turnbuckle and then hits his finisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
After working over Nathan Frazier's knee repeatedly throughout the match.
The first loss for Frazier since he got the rebrand. So this is a pretty big deal, and their feud will continue. We got a Rampage interview. He's like, yeah, I feel really great after my rubber match with Joe Coffey was won by Ilya Dragunov. So he walks into, he sees Joe Coffey walk by, and they all go into Sid's office. Joe's upset. He wants a real rubber match, just one-on-one, because they each have a win over each other. And Sid's like, okay, I want to discuss it privately with you guys. So that's probably going to happen.
That'll probably happen. We have a video package for Mako Satomura and Amel. They got a match coming up, it seems.
Yeah.
So Mako has a bit of a promo. Amel responds.
We had Mark Andrews from Subculture taking on Lewis Howley, one half of the tag team champions. Mark Andrews wins with a shooting star press. There was all sorts of overbooking stuff going on between the other half of Pretty Deadly and the other two-thirds of Subculture. But yeah, Mark Andrews got that win, and they're speculating that's going to lead to a title shot for Subculture against Pretty Deadly.
Mm-hmm. Dave Mastiff walks up to Jack Starr's, having a conversation with somebody else, and kind of gives him a bit of a pep talk.
Very soft-spoken pep talk.
Keep doing what you're doing. But then he was upset that the camera was there recording it.
They're really close to them, so I don't know why he's upset.
Well, like, it wasn't like the camera materialized after the conversation with Jack Starr's, you know, like started. He knew the camera was there when he walked up to it.
There's a dude there sweating with the camera on his shoulder.
Yeah, man. So don't blame the cameraman for being there. He's just doing his job.
Somebody just doing his job pretty well. Tyler Bate, the current Heritage Cup Rules champion guy, he gave an interview. It's kind of mumbly. Don't really know what he said. After that, we had Laura DiMatteo taking on the debuting, formerly known as B. Priestley, Blair Davenport. Blair Davenport picked up the win with a Kamigoye. And then she had a promo, said she's now in NXT UK. She's heard this is the best women's division on the planet. She says, so it's no surprise she chose to come there. And she's put everybody from the top, Mako Satomura, all the way down to Jack Starrs. They're all on notice, Larson. They're all of them on notice.
We get a video package for Valkyrie and Ginny. Another match that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Just them talking to each other.
Yeah, pretty much. Teo Man is sitting at his lovely dinner table with no food on the plates. but he's with Raja, and Raja wants to learn from Teo Man, and he pledges his allegiance to Teo Man.
Correct.
Sid Scala. Now, this is very interesting. This is kind this of is like, interesting stuff. Sid Scala announced, in 2 weeks, we're getting Walter versus Ilya. It makes me think, man. I mean, they, you know, I know they've been pushing this Ilya thing for a while, and I did kind of feel like, and I know you were kind of on board with that, they were going to have Ilya win this thing in front of fans, because, like, that's sort of how you do it. I think that the UK is kind of, from what I understand, kind of far away from having fans inside venues.
Yep.
I think. I wonder if Ilya might be heading to, like, NXT Prime or something. Maybe he's out of here.
That could be. That could be. He's been doing great work of late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the trajectory certainly seemed like after his loss to Walter last year, like they were setting things up for him to be the one to take that belt off Walter in front of fans, because it would have been huge.
Yeah. But
if it can't happen, then maybe they readjusted and they're like, okay, well, Walter, you just have the belt for another 2 years and we'll try to build someone else up. You know?
That could be. Yeah. Joe Brown says next tapings we can have fans. Really?
Huh.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll be honest, it's been like a couple weeks. I know sometimes things change quickly, but that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that does change
things. Yeah, main event, Trent Seven versus Eddie Dennis. Even though Primate and Tyson T-Bone got involved, it wasn't enough to prevent Trent from winning with the Birmingham Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, Tyson, Primate hit the ring, start beating up on Trent. Tyler Bate comes out to make the save, and after he makes the save, then he produces the nunchucks.
Mm-hmm, yeah, well,
and hits Primate in the guts with them.
Yeah, this was a really spectacular match. I really enjoyed this match between Trent Seven and Eddie Dennis, and of course, it led to us creating a Trent Seven emote here on our Twitch channel. So if you ever wanted that, you can sub for the Trent Seven emote. Like I said earlier in the show, Impact is tonight. We're going to be watching over on the Twitch. You can too. Oh, wow. Joe Brown says no restrictions in the UK as of July 19th.
No, oh, there we go.
That's cool. 11 days. That's then. Good.
11 days. 11 days.
Impact. We have Kenny Omega, Sammy Callahan contract signing. We've got Susan and Kimberly taking on Rosemary and Havoc. And Brian Myers versus Jake something.
Yep. That's the extent of the preview.
All right. Not exactly a stacked show as of now. But that doesn't stop us from having fun every Thursday night.
Exactly.
5 p.m. Eastern, or 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Anyways, that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Twitch chat, stick around. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.